Well, it's good to be here this morning with a body of believers that is together following Christ, and it's fine to see the sun shining outside. And it's a good morning. Worship was good this morning. Call to worship, prayer time. I've just been blessed this morning so far, and I hope you have as well. About 3 years ago, I started reading a book called Am I Called? A Summons to Pastoral Ministry by Dave Harvey. And I was reading this book because I was trying to discern my call to ministry. I was trying to figure out how and where God was calling me to serve Him. And I didn't know it, but a few years before that was when God had started that call on my life to serve Him and to follow Him. It was the summer before my senior year of high school, and my faith was stagnant. I had grown up in the church. I had gone to a private Christian school from kindergarten to eighth grade. I had gone to Sunday school. I knew the Sunday school answers. I knew the Bible stories. But I was missing something. I was missing a piece. I was missing a deep and a powerful and an intimate love relationship with Jesus Christ as my Lord, my Savior, and my friend. About a month before my senior year started, Bishop Lloyd Hoover was encouraging some local pastors to attend a week-long school of evangelism. And so my dad had been encouraged by Lloyd to attend this, and my dad was signed up. He was registered to go, and he said, "Austin, do you want to go with me?" And I declined. I said, "If I go, I feel like I'm just going to be going as the pastor's kid, and I don't want to go as the pastor's kid, so I'm not going to go." But the day it was going to start, something changed in my heart, and I said, "Okay, Dad, I'll go." And so he got me registered, and I didn't even know what I was getting into, and I showed up, and that week was a week of teaching and training and powerful worship and outreach and testimonies. And that week, I saw people living on fire for God and in this intimate love relationship with Christ in a way that it had never clicked for me. And so I went into my senior year with this new passion in my heart. I was filled with this love for Christ that I hadn't quite had before. And I kept growing in this. And as I entered my senior year, me and some other fellow Christian brothers that I was in high school with, we were seeking the Lord together, and we were growing in our love for Him, and we were pursuing Him. And as we did this, it overflowed that we wanted to see other people experience this as well. And so we started praying for our high school. And we didn't stop at our high school. We started praying for other high schools in the area. We wanted to see youth revitalized and set on fire, experience this relationship with Christ. And so we started connecting with other high schools. We would meet with Christians from other high schools, and together we would pray for them. We'd pray for their Bible study groups. We'd pray for their teachers. We'd pray for their students. We'd pray for their leaders, their faculty. And we'd pray that God would be moving in their high schools. And as this continued, as we continued to pray and seek the Lord to bring revival in our high schools, things started happening. There were students who were getting healed. There was a student who was in my class, and he had gotten into drugs, was kind of a partier. Everybody kind of knew him as that. And then one day, he started carrying a Bible with him around with his school books. So he'd have his history book, his math book, and his Bible. And this baffled us. And without even any of us kind of talking to him and sharing the gospel with him, the Lord had encountered him and transformed his life. Just because we were praying for the Lord to do something in our high schools. And so we continue this, and we get a passion. And in the spring of my senior year, we have this crazy idea to put together a youth event. And we're high schoolers. We don't organize events. But we plan a Friday evening and an all-day Saturday youth event to encourage high school Christians to live out their faith, to be set on fire for Christ, to become passionate for God. And we were blown away by the way the Lord provided for us for that weekend. We had speakers come in and worship bands come in. We had 500 youth from across Lancaster County representing all of the school districts except one, coming together to declare Christ as King and to see Christ be lifted high in our high schools. Following my graduation, I decided to attend a discipleship training school with Youth with a Mission, because I wanted to see that love for Christ continue to grow in my heart. I wanted to continue to learn how to be a disciple, how to love him more and more, how to grow in that. And so I went through a period of 3 months of training and teaching where I learned about God. Throughout those 3 months, we had 1 hour every day set aside for personal time with the Lord. And I just grew in my relationship with God so much. I just fell in love with him more and more. After those 3 months, God sent me to Africa, to South Africa with a team for 2 months. We did ministry there. We saw the Lord move. It was amazing. I came back home and I decided to go back to YWAM for a secondary school, a school of ministry development. Because I wanted to take what I had been given, this love for Christ, and share it with others. I wanted to see others experience this transformation of knowing Jesus. And so I went back pursuing, you know, learning how to do ministry. And again, the Lord taught me, the Lord grew me, the Lord stretched me. And then I went on outreach and I came back. And Groffdale was looking for somebody to step in as a youth leader, to lead their youth. And this is the place where I started reading this book. I said, God, are you calling me? And I was discerning my call. I was discerning how God was calling me to serve him and to follow him. And in John 21, this passage that was just read, we have Peter's distinct call to ministry. Jesus says to Peter, feed my sheep. Jesus calls Peter to feed his sheep, to take care of his flock. This is Peter's call to ministry. When we see Peter in the book of Acts being a shepherd to the believers, it's because he had been called by Jesus to do that. Peter had a pretty incredible ministry. He starts out preaching a sermon where 3,000 people got saved. I'd say that's pretty good. He follows up. Him and John are walking to the temple. There's a lame guy there. They heal him. Later, he's preaching to the crowds and testifying about Jesus. The religious leaders get mad at him. They throw him in jail. He has an angel come and release him. He continues on to preach boldly, to declare the name of Christ. It's safe to say Peter had a pretty successful and a pretty incredible ministry. And it all started with one question. Peter, do you love me? This is the question that Jesus asked Peter before calling him into ministry. This is the one question that Jesus asked Peter before asking him to take care of his flock. This is the one question that Jesus asked Peter before calling Peter to follow him even unto death. This is the one question that Jesus repeated 3 times. So why such a high importance on this profession of love? Why did Jesus zero in on this profession of love from Peter? Well, it wasn't the first time that Jesus had placed such a high importance on this love relationship with God. In Mark 12, one of the teachers of the law comes to Jesus and he says, tell me, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus says, the most important one is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. He declares this to be the greatest commandment, this profession of love for God. To love God is the greatest commandment. The primary mandate, the first and foremost directive, love God. And it's out of this love for God that our desire to serve Him flows. You see, it's this natural progression. It's following Peter's declaration of love and saying, yes, Jesus, I love you. It's following that Peter is called into service. Love naturally leads to service. A love for God leads to a desire to serve God and feed his sheep. And this is what Jesus highlights in John 14. He's talking to his disciples and he says, if you love me, keep my commands. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is one who loves me, and the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home in them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me." See, there's this connection between a love for God and a desire to serve and obey Him. And Jesus made this connection with Peter. It's not a coincidence that the question of, "Do you love me?" and the directive of, "Feed my sheep," are right next to each other. There's a link here. A love naturally leads to a service. I love my wife. I love Janelle. And that's going to naturally lead to serving her. Friday night, we had some friends over. And throughout the day, Friday afternoon, we were doing some stuff around the house. We did some laundry. It was a nice day. We hung it out to dry. But we didn't have time to get it back in before our friends came over. So the laundry was hanging out. Friends were over. We had a good time. It got late. Friends left. We were tired. Got ready for bed. Crawled in bed. And I go, "Oh, the laundry's hanging outside." And Janelle says, "We can just leave it to tomorrow." And I go, "Oh, we should get it." Janelle says, both of us were like, "I don't really want to get out of bed to go outside where it's cold and get the laundry in." And so I say, "Janelle, you stay here. I'll go get the laundry." I didn't do that out of duty. It was out of a love for my wife that I served her. And it's the same with Christ. If I love my wife, I'm going to serve her. And if I begin to despise serving her, then I need to reevaluate and rekindle my love for her. See, serving is not a burden when it is based out of love. And this is what John says in 1 John. In 1 John 5, verse 3, he says, "This is love for God, to keep His commands. And His commands are not burdensome." It's not a burden when it's done out of love for God. Serving God is not a burden when it's done out of love. In the beginning, I shared about my call to ministry. It originated with a love for God. That's where it started. I was set on fire. I had a passion and a love for God. I entered into a deep and intimate love relationship with Christ. And out of that, I had a desire to serve. If I didn't have that love for Christ, it wouldn't make sense for me to be here now. But it was a love for Christ that led me into service. It was a love for Christ that led Peter into service. So I'm going to close with one encouragement and two challenges. One encouragement, two challenges. The encouragement is this. If you love God and you're serving Him out of love, keep it up. Keep going. Keep persevering. May God bless you for your desire to serve Him. May God bless your love for Him. May your love for Him grow and abound and continue to grow in your knowledge of Christ and your love for Him and your passion. May you go deeply and more intimately in love with the person of Christ. May you never lose your first love. May you continue to serve Him. May God bless you and encourage you and support you and strengthen you as you walk out that service in response to your love. If you're doing this, I pray that the Lord would strengthen you and encourage you and bless you for this love that you have for Him and this service that flows out of that. Receive that encouragement. And then my first challenge. If you love God, serve Him. If you love God, look for ways where you can serve Him. Get connected with a local ministry. Look for ways you can serve Him at your workplace. Ask the Lord how He is calling you to be a servant. Contact your local church and ask how you can serve. And if you think, "Well, I love Him, but I don't know if I'm qualified to serve Him," Jesus only had one question for Peter. He didn't say, "Are you qualified?" He doesn't say, "Do you feel like you've had enough schooling?" He didn't say, "Are you young and have lots of energy left?" He didn't say, "Are you old and have lots of experience?" He said, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." So if you love God, serve Him. My second challenge is that if you are serving God, but it seems like a burden, if you have lost the joy of serving God, then reevaluate your love. Rekindle your love for God. Don't just get in the path of, well, I'm serving because I have to. Go back and kindle your love for Christ. Experience that love relationship. Enter into that and receive the joy of serving again. So in simple, if you love Him and you serve Him, keep going. May the Lord bless you. If you love Him, then serve Him. If you serve Him, then love Him. God, I thank You for the story of Peter, of his call to ministry that is founded on a love for You. God, I pray that You would draw each of us into a deeper love relationship with You. God, I pray that we would know the depths of Your love. God, that we would respond with a love for You. God, that this love would overflow into an obedience and a service to You, not out of duty, not out of cultural norms, but out of a desire to serve You because we love You. God, I thank You for those who are diligently pursuing a love relationship with You and who are serving You. God, I pray for those who love You but aren't serving You. God, I pray that they would find a way to serve You. God, I pray that You would speak into their lives with opportunities to serve You, to feed Your sheep, to enter into ministry. God, I pray for those who are serving You but have lost that love for You. God, I pray that You would draw them back to Your heart. God, that loving You, knowing You, would gain importance in their life again. God, I pray that You would transform each and every one of us. God, each of us can continue to grow in love for You, and I pray that You would draw us in. In Jesus' name, amen.